New Ramanuiti Dhamma, Tulsi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Ganga Mai Ki, Yamuna Mai Ki, Sambhita Bhakta Vinda, Glory Sama Devoti, Glory Sama Devoti, Glory Sidra and Gauranga, Paunande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chayanotam Devi Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaino Dire Rashtra Praesha Bhagre Shrikam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Uttama Slokam Bhagavati Naishtiki. So we are reading the 28th verse of the second chapter of the third canto. Komarin dashayam cheshtam
Komarin dashayam cheshtam
Prekshaniyam vajaukasam
Prekshaniyam vajaukasam
Ruda ivahasam mugdha Bala Singha Balokana
Bala Singha Balokana
Kumarinda Sayam Cheshtam
Kumarinda Sayam Cheshtam
Prekshaniyam Vajaukasam
Prekshaniyam Vajaukasam
Udam jiva sanmugdha
balasinghavalokana
sonaringa shayam chestam
pekshaniyam bajaukasam
yudani vahasanmugdha Bala Singha Balokana.
To childhood.
Darshan.
While showing.
Chestam.
Activities.
Prekshaniyam.
Worthy to be seen.
Raja Okasam.
By the inhabitants of the land of Vrindavan.
Rudan.
Prime.
Eva.
Just like.
Hasan.
Laughing.
Mugda.
Struck with wonder.
Balasingha.
Lion cub.
Avalokana.
Looking like that. Translation. When the Lord displayed his activities just suitable for childhood, he was visible only to the residents of Vrindavan. Sometimes he would cry and sometimes laugh, just like a child, and while so doing, he would appear like a lion cub. Purport. If anyone wants to enjoy the childhood pastimes of the Lord, then he has to follow in the footsteps of the residents of Raja, like Nanda, Upananda, and other parental inhabitants. A child may insist on having something and cry like anything to get it, disturbing the whole neighborhood. And then immediately after achieving the desired thing, he laughs. Such crying and laughing is enjoyable to the parents and elderly members of the family. So the Lord would simultaneously cry and laugh in this way and merge his devotee parents in the humor of transcendental pleasure. These incidents are enjoyable only by the residents of Raj like Nanda Maharaj and not by the impersonalist worshippers of Brahman or Paramatma. Sometimes when attacked in the forest by demons, Krishna would appear struck with wonder, but he looked on them like the cub of a lion and killed them. His childhood companions would also be struck with wonder, and when they came back home, they would narrate the story to the parents, and everyone would appreciate the qualities of their Krishna. Child Krishna did not belong only to his parents, Nanda and Yashoda. He was the son of all elderly inhabitants of Vrindavan and friend of all contemporary boys and girls. Everyone loved Krishna. He was the life and soul of everyone, including the animals, cows, and calves. Om Jnanata Manandasya Gananjana Shanakaya Chatsur Mritam Gena Tasma Shri Guru Vaya Namaha. Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Prabhupada Kamalam Shri Guru, Vaishnavam Shri Shri Rupam Sagadatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shri Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindrubhyascha Patitam Paramevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Janulambita Bujao Kanaka Vidato Sankirtana Kapitala Kamala Tatcho Vishambhala Vijabhala Jagadama Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Kurnavati No Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Komarinda Shyam Chestam Pekshaniyam Vajaukasam Rudam Vahasam Mukta Bhava Singhavalokana.
When the Lord displays activities just suitable for childhood, he was visible only to the residents of Vrindavan. Sometimes he would cry, sometimes laugh like a child, just like a child, and while so doing, he would appear like a lion cub. Prakshaniyam Iva Hasan Mugda. Okay. So these words here are interesting. Mugda. So struck with wonder. This word is used in variable ways. Prabhupada used this word in the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita, quoting from Chaitanya Charita, its instructions to Sanatana Goswami. Maya Mugda means that everyone in the material world is Maya Mugda. Here in the Vraj pastimes, people are also Mugda, but in a different, opposite way. They're still bewildered, but by Krishna. In one place I just read this morning, maybe last night, that Prabhupada said, in fact, might be the next chapter, because Uddhava is the one speaking here, isn't it? But in the next chapter, he's also speaking. And he says, he uses the word, same word, that he was bewildered by Krishna because Krishna would ask him for directions for counseling. And Krishna appeared to be himself bewildered. Pramata could mean mad also, but he appeared to be bewildered, and so he needed counsel from Uddhava. Although Uddhava was completely bewildered, why are you asking me? But just to show how the greatness of Uddhava, so Krishna asked his counsel, especially it's pointed out how there was an instance was it before Dwarka and Dwarka times, a later pastime, that they were gonna have the Rajasuya sacrifice. It was proposed, but then there came a message about all these kings, and Jarasandha had captured all the kings. So then Krishna was, it came up that, if we have the Rajasuya, that, of course, Krishna knows everything, but still, he asked Uddhava, what do you think we should do? And although all-knowing Krishna, abhigasvarat, but he reciprocates with, and it appears, and that bewilders. And vidambanam is another word, because I like the word vidambanam, used many times, but you get the word dumb in there, you know. But it dumbfounding, I mean bewildering, dumbfounding, vidambanam. So many times, like Kunti Devi uses this word, vidambanam. So mugda, maya mugda. In the material world, everyone's also bewildered. So yoganamatam bhuvanam. Kaviraj Goswami says, either way, you're going to be bewildered. It's very bewildering. So devotees prefer to be bewildered by Krishna directly in his leelas. Otherwise, it's not only bewildering in the material world, but it's very painful. I mean, there's so many things nasty going on. So when we get absorbed, tat-tat-kata, tat-cha-sol, Rupa Goswami is giving instructions. Smaram Janam Chasya. One should meditate. This is Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's a very big time verse, basic precept that Krishna Smaram Janam Chasya. that one has to meditate, think, remember these pastimes. So somehow or other, yena tena prakarena, we were just hearing about in anger or in fear and different, somehow or other you have to think. And even Narad Muni is saying, I think that I'd rather be a demon because they're so absorbed in Krishna. So he was admiring the demons, they're so absorbed in Krishna. So yena tena prakarena mana krishna vadesh. Somehow or other we have to put our mind here. So rather than stay bewildered in this material world, we're katarataschasa, hearing these kata of the Bhagavatam, and we try to become bewildered, but we shouldn't have to try to become natural. In the beginning, we're trying, this is sadhana bhakti, and so we're trying to become absorbed, and more absorbed, increases to become raga, means natural, yeah. I think I want to read the Bhagavatam now instead of do something else. And then even reading Bhagavatam, there's other books recommended. When we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, for instance, there's a description of all different books written by acharyas. So, and then you get stacks of books piling up. But there's many, many books, just commentaries about by Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, very wonderful. Like, speaking of Nanda Maharaj, if we open up Mahishwara, when the books of Jiva Goswami are described, it's described that the Gopal Champa of Mahishwara means the greatest book. Prabhupada gives the translation there, and the word means when it's described of Jiva Goswami's books, that this Gopal Champa. So I was thinking about that, and I was thinking Nanda Maharaj, so I opened that book, because it's like 900 pages, you know. It's like bewildering, you know, wow. But it's a nice way to be bewildered, that which book should I read about Krishna? So in there, in that Gopal Champa, which is basically taking place in the spiritual world, so Jiva Goswami points out that is the Boma Vrindavan, Raj, that we can go to, fly over there, but there's also the original Gokula. So in that Gokula, Nanda Maharaj mentioned here, he is the Lord of Gokula, and he has brothers. So in the pastimes, eternal pastime, he actually has two older brothers and two younger brothers. He's the middle brother. But they all decide that Nanda Maharaj is so great. Now, how do they decide that? When do they decide it? It's an eternal pastime. So Prabhupada says, no sense in trying to figure it out. Just read it, relish it. We can't apply our mundane logic. Even if we have mundane brain, Krishna, Chaitanya Dvaya Koraha Bicha, Bicha Kore Chitte Pabe Chamakar. Chamakar means amazing. So rather than be amazed by this material world, the Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Krishna Chaitanya Dvaya, Parama Koruna, and Nitai, and the Vaishnavas, they're so merciful. We should apply our speculative mind to that mercy. And what will happen? Doya koraho bicha. And he says, chamakar, you'll get something really great, something amazing, not maya, you'll get the real deal. It's the nectar. So that's what we're doing here by reading about these pastimes. So when Krishna was performing his pastimes in Vrindavan with Balaram, were very advanced, even little babies. If you read about they're grabbing the tail, I can't imagine like a little baby around here grabbing the tail of a calf, you know. And in the pasture ground, there's cows, and you know, they're dangerous, they have horns. And Mother Yasoda and Rohini and all the elders at that time, and when they're babies at this pastime, when they're little Kumar, little baby kids, well, two or three babies even, like, they grab, have anyone seen babies do that? But it's described. And they're like snakes, and they're snaking along, but then they get scared, and they, you know, they hear the ankle bells of, they hear their own, their other ankle bells, and they just stop. And there's all this cow dung and urine, and it creates these little hills. You see it when the cows in the pasture sometimes. We don't see it so much here, but it has been seen. You can see it more other places than here. There's not so much cow urine and cow dung, but they're getting pulled through that. So, and then they're crying, Rudan. So this word here is Rudan Hassan. So Hassan Adanatok Kilalokati Bra. Hassan Atiti Bradoka. There's one verse instruction by Kapila Dev where he's saying one should meditate on the smiling of Krishna. He's describing Vishnu, but whatever is applied to Vishnu, then we understand it's applied to Krishna. Hassan Harir Avanataki. Avanata means bowing. One who bows to Krishna totally surrenders. What happens? Hassan, well, how does he do it? By meditating on the various aspects. Krishna is smiling. Hassan Harir, that means Hari, that means Krishna. Hassan Harir Avanataki Loka Tibra. Tibra Shokashu Sagara Vishoshana Akyudala. Corey, you know that one? Anyway, this is one of Kapila Dev's instructions. Sanchintayad Bhagavatas Taranaravan. He starts from the feet of Krishna and goes up to the face, is smiling. So one should meditate on the smiling. This is, the yogis are recommended to think of the smiling. Of course, yeah. Smiling of Vishnu, smiling of Krishna. Asa. Why is that? Especially, it says, Shok Ashu Sagara Vishoshanam Atyudala. Shok Ashu means the crying. The whole material world, they're simply an ocean of tears. There's so many descriptions in the material world. Baba Sindhu, it's an ocean, but it's an ocean of tears. Shok Ashu. Ashu means tears. Shoka means lamentation. Shok Ashu. Sagara means ocean. So not just a few tears, but we can think like that. Shok Ashu. Sometimes the queens of Dwarka are thinking of the ocean. They're seeing the ocean. It's like a crying for Krishna. Shok Ashu. And it dries it up by our meditation on the smiling of Krishna. You can come to the temple and see the smiling of Krishna. You can read Shuta Ikshita Patona. Shuta Ikshita means to see. You'll see the smiling by hearing about it. Not necessary, even though I'm an artist, I'm not going to push painting. We have descriptions that are akatyankatan. You can't even, Kaviraj Goswami many times will say, I can't describe it, it's so amazing. It's impossible. Avana Manasa Gotra, beyond the mind to avana, the words. But we still, there's so much description, it's so wonderful. But the devotee's like, we're thankful that we have such great, great descriptions. Bhagavatam, Jiva Goswami, Rupa, Sanatana, Kari Kanapur, they're writing great descriptions. Still, they never end. Shesha. Shesha is going on with thousands of mouths describing the glories of Krishna. Shesha is a manifestation of Balaram. So even Balaram, he cannot describe Krishna. So here we get a little glimpse, and it was pointed out, Ho Bhagyam, Ho Bhagyam, Nandagopa Rajokasham. This word, Rajokasham, is actually a word used later. Did Sukadeva Goswami plan this out? You know, it's so perfectly, the dots are connected in every way. I mean, like when we see it, we think, oh, wow, that's far out. There's a verse there, and this is Nanda. Did he know he was going to say that in the 10th canto, Brahmaji prayers? But he knew it. Of course, he knows. So, but Brahmaji, in one of his last prayers, he has a verse with the same word, Rajokasham. Oh, Bhagyam, oh, Bhagyam, because Nanda, Brahmaji had tried to play some little trick. He didn't think that Krishna was really, well, just a little boy. So let me just check this out. And being very powerful, and he thinks, Brahmaji, that so he stole the cows and the calf. And there's so many descriptions how, you know, the Vishnu form, all the Krishna took the and all the boys at the end of a year, they're still sitting there with their food in their mouth. And then Krishna came back and they all said, Krishna, we haven't even taken another bite. You went out, I was so fast that you went out to get the calves. And they're like, so they're really moved, they're really bewildered in the yoga maya, you know, in the spiritual maya potency. So they're still with their hand and they have their hand, they're ready to eat. And Krishna, and all the calves had gone off, so they went off to, Krishna went off, said, I'll take care of that. You guys just take, relax, just eat, take your prasadam. So he went off for a whole year. He was gone for a year. The whole thing took a year, but ultimately Krishna appeared as all the calves. And then, so Brahma, in his prayers, he knew what happened. So the verse, Ati Danya, what is it? Give me the verse. Aho Ati Danya Ramanya. Rajago Ramanya. Yeah. So, huh? Stamyamritam. Piba. So in that verse, he's saying how Brahma's praising that Krishna's reciprocated with all the, not only the women of Vrindavan, because he has expanded himself as every boy that was supposedly stolen by Brahma. Brahma was really Mohayan. He was completely bewildered because when he went back and he saw the boys were still there. Well, what happened? I put them in a cave. He had stolen all these calves and put them in a cave. The original boys were still there, but Brahma put some other illusory boys. And then Krishna appeared as the boys himself and all the calves. So, and the mothers of the calves, even though they were maybe older, there was so much feeling love for their own calves. And the women in Vrindavan, they were nursing Krishna. They always wanted to nurse Krishna. Sometimes they might have gotten a chance, but all the ladies in Braj were nursing Krishna because Krishna had become their boys. So therefore Brahma's saying, stanamritam, they're drinking the nectar. So Krishna's so much interacting with these residents of Vrindavan that he expands as them and then drinks the milk from their breasts, and this way he's interacting. Stanamritam pibava. Yeah, he knows the verse. But there's two verses there. So the next one talks about the aho bhagyam, soul fortune, soul fortune. Many times Brahma says in his prayers, aho bhagyam ati, you know, very fortunate these. And he said, just like Uddhava, he wants to take birth also in Vrindavan. When he went to see the gopis and saw the love of the gopis and all the separation of the residents of Raj, he spoke so many verses. Sama ho charan rain yusham aham sham kemapi gu malatauri. He wants to become a creeper, an herb, something growing in Vrindavan and get the dust of the residents of Raj. So that's why many devotees go to Vrindavan, they go in the parikrama. And it sounds like having. They want to get the dust. The dust is still there. Of course, Maya taken out some of the dust. It used to be the path we would walk in the old days around Vrindavan, just in Raman. Raman Reti means we have the new Raman Reti here, the dust, the fine dusty sand. We used to have that in, all over in Raman Reti, but it's kind of covered over a little bit now. You have to go out of central Vrindavan and get the dust of Vrindavan. So there's crying and laughing. Devotees are also crying and laughing, like Mother Yasoda, and we're going to come up to the Dhammapada prayers. We get this word, Rudantam Ahor Netra Yudman Rudantam. And it talks about how Krishna was crying, and devotees cry, Kvachit Rudant Yachintaya Kvachit Achuta Chintaya Kvachit. In 11th canto, Krishna and Uddhava having long discussion, Uddhava Gita. So as a description how when the devotee becomes so advanced, he's also crying for Krishna. Sometimes he's crying. Kvachit means sometimes. Kvachit rudant achuto chintaya. He's thinking chintaya. Sometimes he's just thinking of Krishna. He's crying. Where is Krishna? But Mahaprabhu sets the highest example, unimaginable for any normal human or anybody in the material world, that he Ka Krishna, he's crying for Krishna. Even when we read the Shikshastakam, he's crying for Krishna. He's saying, when will my eyes be decorated with tears? What's the verse? Ainanda Tanaja. Nayanam galada shudare, galad ashru. Ashru is tears. Nayanam, in the eye, when will I cry? So he's Krishna, Radha Krishna and I am, there's no question. Krishna jagati paratattvam paramiha. He's Krishna, but he's showing how to love Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appeared for that reason. So he's crying. Nayanam galada ashru. Ashudharaya, Vadanam Gadgudaya, Gira. Gira means the word speaking is choked up. Gadgada means it actually sounds like what it is. Gadgada. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is simply saying Jaja. He cannot even say the word Jagannath. He's crying. So when, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes he's fainting, he's stunned. When he first came before Jagannath in Puri, then he was lying completely stumba, this is called stunned. Different words are there. So we can relish the pastimes of Krishna, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is acting like a normal, more a human being, but actually sometimes the devotees realize, whoa, he is all-knowing, abhigyas para. So Krishna is all-knowing. That's why we get 9 cantos of Bhagavatam. We don't jump ahead to 10th canto. If someone just takes the 10th canto, sometimes you might give somebody a Krishna book. I think if they get at least the first volume, they get some introduction. Or Prabhupada weaves in Bhagavad Gita instructions so that if he's reading it, so somebody in the street reading it, he won't think it's, at least if he's intelligent, he won't misunderstand that this is just, what is this? That could happen. I think the younger left probably would ask him about it. You give somebody a big fat Krishna book, but so Prabhupada explains it in the introduction. And Maharaj Das, sometimes the people ever come back and say, hey, wait, I don't understand. But so it's bewildering. So the devotees are bewildered. Mohayam, Eva. Even Bhishma Deva is using the word Ajo Narayana Sakshat. This term is used. He's the original Narayana, but Mohayam, he's bewildering everyone. Nahiyasya Karachid Rajan Kuman Veda Viditsitam Yadvita Gasaya Yukta Muhyanti Kavayopi. One of Bhishma's prayers, while he's about to leave his body, he's also thinking of the gopis, right? Sri Bhuvana Kamanam. Tamalavana, Ravikora, Ram, Dadan, what is it? Goram. He's thinking, what is that? Lalita Gati Vilasava Gohasa. So even Bhishma Dev, we think of him as a powerful warrior, but he understood, he knew about the pastimes. He was not intimate, he had this general idea, but he could speak such great poetry. He's one of the Mahajans. So he's saying, he's telling Maharaj Yudhisthira, Arjuna, Krishna's sitting there. Krishna's actually sitting there. And he says, you have come before me, you know, in my final moment. Give me a verse. Did you memorize this? A couple of verses there where Bhishma Dev says, here you're coming right before me at my final time. And he's describing Krishna. So somehow or other, we bring our mind to these pastimes. So when Ramaji is glorifying Vrajokasam, in the last line, Purnam Brahma Sanatana, you're the Purnam Brahma, you're the full Brahman Sanatana. Jiva Goswami, in his comments, he says that Ramaji represents so much pleasure, a tiny bit, but if you multiply that, how much pleasure there is in the Sanatana, the Purna Brahma, like Krishna says in the Gita, I am the basis of this impersonal Brahma. Brahmano hi patishtam. And Jiva Goswami is a super pundit genius. He's citing different phrases, aphorisms from especially the Upanishads, sometimes different Puranas, describing the Brahman and even the incarnations. The various incarnations, there's bliss sometimes, but they mainly they come and they do like Narasingha. Here, Krishna is described as Bala Singhavalokana. Rukmini, she also in her, she was very concerned and anxiety, and she wrote about 8 verses, in amazing verses, and gave it to the Brahmin to deliver to Krishna, that you please come, you know, and, because you're the lion, and all these persons, these demons, like Shishupal, she was supposed to marry Shishupal, such a rascal. His whole business was just blaspheming Krishna hundreds of times. And but she was saying in one of her second prayer, she's describing Krishna as Singha Kale Na Singha Loka Abhiramam. You're the pleasure of the eye. She hadn't even seen Krishna, but she was saying, by hearing about Krishna, Shutvagunam Bhuvanasunda, you're the most beautiful in the whole. So we can get this idea of Rukmini had. Just by hearing about Krishna, we'll understand that he's Tribhuvana Kama, the most desirable person. So it becomes more and more relishable. The Vaishnavas are so merciful, like Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. You read the Lagu Toshini by now Sanatana Goswami, or the Brihat, the great satisfaction. He wasn't considering himself great at all, but he was thinking that it will bring great satisfaction to the devotees if I can just remember. Sanatana Goswami was so amazing that he was practically the chief administrator of all of Bengal. The demoniac king, imagine he has the chance to, do anything, Hussein Shah, but he chose Sanatana Goswami. But Sanatana Goswami wasn't interested in running the entire Bengal anymore, right? He called in about 25 brahmanas who were expert in Bhagavatam and in Sanskrit and everything. It's not like he didn't know anything. He was already expert. Nana Shastra Vichara Naikinipano. 6 Goswamis are all studied, all the Shastras. But still, his only interest was studying the Bhagavatam. Madguru Maham Haddanam, my only wealth. Madananda, my only pleasure. So this pleasure that Nanda Maharaj and these cannot be described, the bliss is millions and millions of times greater than this Brahman, just Brahman. Brahman means just, even if one achieves Brahman, he gives up fear, as Jiva Goswami says. Even by just achieving Brahman. So imagine what it is. Shatta, shatta, shatta. Millions, hundreds and millions of times greater to be meditating on these pastimes with Krishna. Otherwise, everyone's being chased. In Devaki's prayer, she described Marjo Mritu Vyala, the snake of time, of death, is there, always there, ready. And Jiva Goswami says, Even the sadhus, if you don't constantly engage your mind in these pastimes, chaishtam, these activities, then Maya is ready. Maya Grashta Jivara Se Babu Goy. That Jayaranda Pandit, his famous saying, Bengali saying, he says, that mati chana hoy, everyone in this material world, their mind is completely mad. They're just like ghostly haunted, speaking about this and that. Mahamati manyate, what is related to them and mind, no idea about something outside, something greater. So then they're all fighting, just see this country, that country, just end up just etam drishtam avashtabhya. Rather than seeing Krishna, we're seeing only Maya. Yes, you are. This is upadi designation. So Rupa Goswami, in the beginning, he sarva upadi vanyam raptam tat paratena nirmala. Rishikena Rishikesh. He's quoting that in his Bhakti Rasamrita. One has to give up these upadis. Or anartha. Why is Vyasadeva writing? He's instructed by Narada Muni. Now you're already in samadhi. you're have the power. You've written so many books, you know, the Mahabharata, but that didn't do the trick. It's not really so. Akila, a very inferior book. Imagine Narada when he's telling, he's already done the Mahabharata and Vedanta Sutra, and he said, these won't do it. Jugupsi dam dharmakrite nashashitam. This is actually condemned because people can misunderstand Bhagavatam. If you read it, then you won't misunderstand. No, you understand. Krishna is the ultimate. There's not even a question. You have to get Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. Jiva Goswami said this verse is Pratibhasa Sutra. Everything else is emanating. It's shedding light, that verse. So therefore Narada Muni said that you should samadhi nanusmara tadvacheshtitam. You should just meditate on these pastimes and present them. You're already expert. Atol Mahabhagya. Suchi Shiva, Satchavata, he described all his qualities and like that. So therefore you should present Srimad Bhagavatam, which he's doing here. So Bala Singha Valokana, just like we have Narasingha. Narasingha means he's part lion, very powerful. Still we pray to that Narasingha Dev. Keshava Drita, Narahari. He has appeared in so many incarnations. He's also appeared Keshava. He's, although he's Keshava, he's still Krishna. Keshava is Krishna. But he is appearing as all these incarnations. Haladara Rupa as Balaram, as Buddha. Keshava Dhyusha, Narahari Rupa, Jaya Jagadisha, Hari. So devotees pray, like Prahlad Maharaj prays to Narasingha Dev. What does it say? Dangstra. Vajra Dangstra. Vajra Dangstra. Vajra Naka. Kamasana. With your nails, although they're very sharp and they rip apart demoniac persons, persons like Hiranyakashipu, but the devotees see that they're very soft also. So you can take it either way. Very soft like Kamala. Tavakara Kamala Vare, you have very soft lotus-like hands, but they have those nails. But the nails are not meant for the devotees. But devotees still pray for the nails and the teeth to rip out their material desires. Raja Dantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasingha, Raja, what is it? Yeah, too quiet. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasingha. Tejas Tejas, the most powerful. Abhi Abhi Baba, Vrajanaka Vrajadantra Kamasham. Abhayam Abhayam, make me fearless. But Narasingha Dev is so powerful. The only way we can be fearful is if we identify with the body. Abhayam Dutiya Vinaveshita Shadi Shadapatasha Vipariya Smriti, because we're thinking that this world is meant for my enjoyment. The more we think that, then the more there's fear. So therefore, back to the Bhagavatam. Okay, any commentaries here? Anybody has a mic? Well, there's got to be some questions. Look online. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You. Nothing? Nobody? Comments.
Where does Srimad Dev appear in the Bhagavatam? Just wondering, I haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay, give him the microphone.
In the Srimad Dev,
you have to read the seventh canon, seventh, eighth, ninth chapter, right there.
Okay,
tenth chapter. And then what happens is the ultimate part of that whole section, well, there's several ultimate parts, but the crescendo is Prahlad Maharaj offers prayer. The one I was quoting is from fifth canto, but most of the prayers are in that ninth chapter. And you can read that. Prabhupada, when he was on the boat, the Jaladuta, he quoted one of those prayers. He could have quoted all of them. There's about 40, more than 40, 42, I don't know. But he quoted one of them. Evam jananda patitam prabhavai gupe kamabhi kamanamya patitam. They're all such great prayers, anyway. Yes, Ragatmika.
So just like you were saying that there's bewilderment that we can experience either one, or, you know.
We can, we don't have a choice. Experience one or the other.
Yeah, okay. But also, remember,
we have a choice, yeah, we can experience either one.
The mood of separation from Krishna.
Yeah.
The gopis feel separation. And the people in the material world, conditioned souls, we feel separation, but we don't know who we feel separation from. It's the same bewilderment or separation, isn't it?
That's Shokashu Sagar, the ocean of lamentation.
Yeah.
Because they're feeling separation, and we all feel it. I mean, if you see the headlines of all these kids are killed, you can feel it. You know, Vaishnavas are paraduka duki. They're not like stones. They're not stone-hearted. When they hear that, you know, all these kids are being killed, you see pictures of the mothers, fathers lamenting, crying. I mean, the Vaishnavas feel bad. But, I mean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he's saying, more dukkha par. My misery is unlimited, seeing people suffering in this material world. But at the same time, like Prahlad Maharaj, he is saying, Soche Chato, Soche means I'm lamenting. Prahlad Maharaj is lamenting. Soche Chato Vimukha Chetasa. Why is he lamenting? How? What, about what? It's not over something that he lost or something he wants, but it's because Soche Chato Vimukha, they turned their mukha, their face, away from Krishna. Vimukha Chetasa, Indriyartham, rather they're after material sense gratification. Maya sukaya baramudha hato vimuha. So they're after this pleasure of maya. Maya sukha. Sukha means pleasure. Maya sukaya baramudha hato. And they're doing so many burdensome things. Like creating these huge bombs. And they're always threatening, you know. We're going to blow you guys up. Putin said, I can eliminate the whole east coast of America. I have so many. Of course, if he does it, he'll be eliminated. So it's called MAD, mutually assured destruction. It's been going like that since World War II, before. This mutually assured destruction. One time, someone blows up, even now, on a small scale, they blow up, these guys blow up, these guys, they go in, they blow up 10 times more. Okay, you go. Well, we're going to blow up your guys too. So that's what they do. And it's nothing but lamentation. That doesn't do any good at all. But the Vaishnavas are lamenting, like Prahlad Maharaj. He says, Tadvirya Gayana Mahamrita Magnachit. I'm absorbed, Gayana, in speaking these, glorifying Krishna, therefore. So Gayana Mahamrita, he says, this is the great nectar. Amrita means there's no death. Real nectar means it's deathless. That's amrita. Mahamrita magna chitta means that his chitta, his consciousness is magna. He's diving and swimming in this gayana, mahamrita, this great nectar. Whereas if ones, those who are not diving and swimming, they have to dive and swim in this material world. Probably used to see the surfers in Hawaii, we'd call them the sufferers. Because sea sufferers, because they're suffering in this ocean of lamentation. They're getting a little pleasure, you know, a little surfing pleasure, but it's temporary. Anything else? Sea sufferers. All right, Hare Krishna.